KMZQ, where news is next.
To the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with Test Drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall. Or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dark fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1-4-2021.
Hi, I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph, and I get asked all the time, can you really file a tax bankruptcy and remove all your IRS debt? The answer is yes. Randolph Law Firm is Nevada's premier tax law firm, and we can fix your tax problems. Call us today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden is sticking with his pick for budget director, even though her confirmation is now in doubt. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president says he's not going to withdraw his nomination of Neera Tanden to lead the White House Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Biden was asked about his nominee after Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia announced he would not vote to confirm her. Manchin said Tanden's overtly partisan statements on social media will have a toxic and detrimental impact on the relationship between White House Budget Director and the Congress. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A lot of the power is back on in much of the state of Texas, but the big problem now is clean water. Freezing pipes have burst, creating boil water orders in large areas of the state. Interviewed on a line for bottled water in Galveston, Texas, Margie Vaines tells KTRK Houston her power is back, but she's leaving up the cardboard she put in her windows.
The heat is on. The heat is on, but I didn't take down nothing because I don't know when it's going to go off again. If it'll go off, I don't know. You know, so... You know, immediately when the lights came on, I hurry up and made a pot of shrimp gumbo and warmed up.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants mandates that would require power plants to withstand extreme winter weather. The number of Texas residents still without electricity Friday was less than 200,000 after historic snowfall and single-digit temperatures buckled the state's electric grid. Abbott's laid much of the blame on the state's grid operators and has called for investigations. The weather's blamed for more than 20 deaths in Texas. President Joe Biden has toured a state-of-the-art coronavirus vaccine plant. He was intent on showcasing progress against the virus, even as extreme winter weather across the U.S. handed his vaccination campaign its first major setback, delaying vaccine shipments. On Wall Street, the Dow up by a fraction. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, the COVID-19 testing site at Cashman Center closed at noon today, so health officials can increase its capacity to administer the vaccine at that site. Local health officials say the changes being made will allow the Cashman site to expand its capacity to offer not only first, but second dose appointments for the vaccine. Meanwhile, testing operations at UNLV will be expanded to 7 days a week, beginning on Sunday. The testing site on East Flamingo was closed today and again tomorrow to ready itself for that new 7-day-a-week schedule. Well, Nevada is on the verge of launching a statewide vaccine appointment registration system. The program begins with a soft launch in Clark County next week. Local health officials say the unified system will replace the individual ones which are being used by the local governments, which led to confusion, frustration, and double bookings of appointments. No-shows accounted for about 15% of those available appointments. Well, NASCAR weekend at Las Vegas Motor Speedway will have fans after all between March 5th and 7th, up to 15,000 for each event.
KCQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Just the opposite of NASCAR right now in the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Slow flows both directions between Sunset and Sahara. Also look for some slow flows into the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 westbound at Charleston, 95 east at Decatur. You'll tap the brakes there, 215 eastbound at Gillespie.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So glad you're with us on this Friday edition. It's been a crazy week. It began with impeachment, the death of Rush Limbaugh, Ted Cruz, Flying Ted. Lion Ted has become Flying Ted. We'll talk about that, I'm sure, before we're done. It's just an incredibly dumb political deal that Ted Cruz did, but we'll talk about that in due time. I am so glad that he's with us. He is Mark Hutchison. He is founding partner at Hutchison Stephan. He's the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. He knows what it's like to make law, and they are just now completing week three of the 81st Nevada Legislature. And Mark, it's always good to have you with us. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it.
Kevin Wall, great to be on with you, and look forward to our talk today.
I want to ask you, first of all, only because I love Stavros Anthony. I care a lot about what happens. You've been right in the middle of this thing. It's going right to the state Supreme Court. You filed briefs. What is there left for you to do, and when are we going to get a decision?
Well, we are much closer to a decision, Kevin, than we were last time we talked about it. All of the briefing is completely done. It's before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court this week issued an order requesting oral arguments on the case, which we think is a good and hopeful sign. And in early April, we will be appearing before the Nevada Supreme Court and presenting the legal arguments that we've made in our brief, and asking the Supreme Court to order Clark County Commission to hold a new election. So we shouldn't have to wait too much longer, I don't think, after those oral arguments. Now, the Nevada Supreme Court can decide when they want to decide, but typically ballot and election type cases and appeals are handled expeditiously, and I would expect to hear something fairly soon.
Will you do the oral arguments?
I'm going to talk with Stavros about that. I would love to do the oral arguments. I've got a great partner in my firm who worked for 15 years at the Nevada Supreme Court and has practiced for another 20 years as our lead appellate lawyer at Hutchison & Stephan, and he is fantastic, Mike Wall. So between the two of us, we're going to figure out how to handle oral arguments based on what Stavros wants us to do.
Is he my younger brother? No?
A long-lost brother.
Must be. Must be. Must be.
Wall, yes.
Sorry about that. I couldn't resist. Is it difficult arguing in front of, because at least watching the oral arguments with the U.S. Supreme Court, they keep interrupting people. You get like a sentence out, and all of a sudden somebody says, okay, now what about this, and what about that?
Right.
Is that difficult?
It depends, Kevin, on whether it's a hot, what we call a hot bench or a cold bench. If it's a hot bench, is what you've just described, and that is, you know, you say, may it please the court, I'm Mark Hutchison, and then the questions start coming, and you don't even hardly get a chance to make a presentation. I will tell you that is a very satisfying oral argument in the sense that the justices are fully engaged and they want to know, what your case is about, what your appeal is about, and you know they're engaged. A cold bench is when you sit there and they give you, 15 minutes or 20 minutes for your oral argument. They don't ask a single question, and you wonder if their mind's not already made up, and they really don't care what the oral arguments are about. So I'd much rather have a hot bench than a cold bench, but you got to be ready for every kind of question that could potentially be thrown at you, and I expect that this is going to be a hot bench because we're talking about a very important policy consideration, as you know, Kevin, with this case. I think it's going to be groundbreaking. I think it's going to be a very firm precedent going forward in the future.
What is the legal argument, without giving your case away, but we've seen the briefs. What's the legal argument that you're going to be trying to make?
The legal argument is that the county commission was told by their own registrar of voters, Joe Gloria, that he could not certify Stavros Anthony and Ross Miller's election. And the reason was because he had 139 discrepancies when they did the audit of the ballots. They had 139 discrepancies they could not explain. There were more ballots than should have been cast, for example, based on the sign-in sheet. Or there were fewer votes that were cast that should have been cast based on the sign-in sheet. And other, like, just human errors or other errors they just can't account for. And then, as you remember, it was a 10-point margin that separated the two. And then there was a recount that Stavros paid for and actually wound up with 15-vote margin, but still very, very narrow. And so we're going to say to the court, the will of the voters cannot be determined in that situation. As a result, there needs to be a new election held. The election was, under the statute that controls, prevented, quote-unquote prevented. Now, that's Stavros' argument. Ross's argument is going to be, no, you can only prevent an election if there's been some sort of a natural disaster, or some sort of an event that prevents voters from actually voting, or you somehow, the ballot box catches on fire or something. And so that's going to be the legal question, is what does prevent mean? And we've argued prevent means when the will of the voters cannot be determined, the election has been prevented.
Again, Mark Hutchison joining us from Hutchison Stephan. He may be doing the oral argument coming up in April for Stavros Anthony. I would love to watch it. Are those things televised?
They are streamed on the video link for the Nevada Supreme Court, so anybody can watch those. Yes.
I would love to watch you argue that. Do you worry that there are other races in Nevada, and we had some close races, April Becker and others.
Right.
Do you worry that there are other races where there might be discrepancies if we went back and audited those races?
Well, I will tell you, the problems began long before, as you know, Kevin, the election started. And that was when we decided as a state through our legislature in a special session, and it was a late night session, and I know you've covered this, we've talked about it, when AB 4 was passed, and the legislature in their infinite wisdom decided that they would have a universal mail-in ballot. And there wasn't an infrastructure for that. There just was not the resources for that. And that happened all across the country, as you know. But in Nevada, that happened with AB 4. And as a result, there was all kinds of mail-in ballots that were unaccounted for a very long time. And the infrastructure just wasn't in place. We just didn't have the resources. We had never done that before as a state. Are there states that do this? A very widespread mail-in ballot? Sure. Texas does it. Florida does it. They do it well. They have the infrastructure. They've been doing it for years. Nevada has just done it through absentee ballots. We never, you know, had one of these mass mail-in elections on the scale that we had in 2020 before. And the legislature didn't do anything to ensure that the infrastructure was in place, that the personnel were in place, and that the regulations were in place. Now, that causes people to really pause and wonder to what extent the ballots were accurately counted, to what extent the ballots were actually received. And then we had the legislature also change the laws that previously was a felon, and that was ballot harvesting, where anybody could go pick up the ballots, limitless numbers, and turn them in, quote-unquote, for other people. This caused a lot of people to really, really challenge the integrity of the electoral process. So am I concerned? I'm concerned with the system. We need to reform it, we need to improve it, and we need to make it productive and trustworthy.
I want to ask you about politics. We have seen just in the last couple of days the former president go after the minority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell. It was nasty. It was horrible. And a lot of people think it may be spoiling the Republican brand, the conservative brand in our country. I want to ask you more about Nevada. And where we are as a state, we are right now a blue state, but I think we can be turned into a red state overnight. Yeah. Can you talk about your hopes for Republicans across the state? We had some tremendous gains in the last election. There's no doubt about it. But where are we now? Where are we headed?
I just think there's a lot to be optimistic about, Kevin. I think that we have heard a lot of naysayers, and the media wants to divide the Republican Party. They want to say there's a civil war. They want to blow out of proportion, everything. And I'm not saying that, some of these things that you've mentioned are not challenging and not concerning. They are. Whenever we're not all on the same page and singing from the same hymnal, it's more difficult to go out and beat the blue team. But having said that, we had some really nice gains in 2020 that I don't think the Democrats expected. We had a lot of Republicans do well. We took back three of the assembly seats, so we got out of that minority, super minority status in the assembly. We got out of a situation in the state Senate where we were literally 24 votes away with one seat, Keith Pickard's seat, from being a super majority, the Democrats becoming a super majority, and we picked up another seat in the Senate. And so we had some really nice gains, and had Heidi Gansert, who won her very tough re-election in a district that Joe Biden won, I think, by 6 points. We had Carrie Buck down in Las Vegas who won that open seat that was previously held by a Democrat. We had April Becker, who came within 600 votes of knocking off the majority leader, the Democratic majority leader in the Senate, in my old state Senate district, Senate District 6. So we had some very nice gains and very nice results in the 2020 election, and I'm optimistic. And I'm optimistic because of the broader conservative movement and how well we did, not only in Nevada, but throughout the country. And I'm just really, really optimistic. And I sit on a national board. It's called the Republican State Leadership Committee. And the whole purpose of that board is, and that organization is to elect Republican legislators, secretaries of state, lieutenant governors, treasurers, ag officials all across the country. And we saw tremendous gains by Republicans. So the message works. The conservative movement is alive and well. The conservative movement works and resonates with the voters.
I want to ask you, because we've got redistricting and all kinds of things that go with that. Can you talk a little bit about redistricting and how it really could reshape the political landscape in our state?
Oh, yeah. And I, back in 2010 was, of course, the last time — we do this every decade — the last time that the the state Senate seats, the assembly seats, and the congressional seats were all redrawn. And we do that every decade, of course, to adjust for population growth and make sure that each of the districts have roughly the equal number of people in them. It's a requirement under the Constitution, under the Equal Protection Clause. And so if those districts get out of alignment, then they're unconstitutional. So what we were faced with in 2010, if you remember, the Democrats controlled both houses, and we had a Republican governor. The Democrats passed crazy maps that were just so lopsided in favor of the Democrats. The Republicans would never have had a chance to gain power or gain majorities. Governor Sandoval vetoed those maps twice. As a result, there was no law that was passed, and that's what happens. It's just a law that's passed that identify where these district boundaries are drawn. And if the governor doesn't sign it, then the boundaries are continue to be the old boundaries. Well, that's a problem under the Constitution. And so the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, other individuals all sued in court and said, these are unconstitutional. And I represented the Republican Party in that litigation. And we actually argued that case before a district court judge who had appointed a panel of masters, special masters. And we argued where the lines ought to be drawn. And literally what happened was the special masters held hearings on that, heard from experts, made a recommendation to the judge. The judge took the recommendation. We made further oral arguments. And the judge wound up drawing the maps. The maps we have today in the state of Nevada were drawn not by the legislature, but were drawn by a district court judge. That may well happen again if, in fact, the Democrats just draw crazy maps. Steve Sisolak signs it, which he will. And those maps, though, are unconstitutional if they are too gerrymandered or lopsided. It's a tough legal row to hoe. It's a constitutional issue that the courts have to decide. I actually think that's where we're headed, because I think that the Democrats are going to draw these maps in such a way that we will never have a chance as Republicans to get back either the Senate or the Assembly, let alone have more than maybe one representative in Congress.
I want to look ahead to 2022. I know it seems like it's a long ways away for a lot of people, but it's next year, folks.
Yeah.
It's next year. And I want to ask you, what is it that the Republican Party in our state should be doing right now? Is it a matter of getting more great candidates like Andy Matthews and April Becker and people like that? Is recruitment where we should be right now?
Candidates are absolutely essential. You've got to have and whether or not you win an election starts and ends in many ways with your candidate. The other major factor is who's running the campaign and do they know how to run elections. I mean, a lot of people are pundits. A lot of people will give you all sorts of political opinions, Kevin, but the first question you ought to ask if you're a candidate is how many elections have you been involved in, and how many candidates have you managed their campaigns, and how many of them have won? But we want winners running these campaigns, and we want those who can win these races as candidates. And recruiting's absolutely essential, and having good campaign management and operatives are likewise essential. So I'd say those two things: matching up really good candidates with really good political operatives who understand the political process, elections, and how to win and where you can win. And then I would say the other thing is we got to do a good job in the legislature this legislative session reminding voters what we as conservatives stand for. And the number one thing, all the polls show, Kevin, all the polls show right now, the number one thing is the economy and jobs. Economy and jobs, economy and jobs, economy and jobs. That's right within the Republican Party's wheelhouse. And everything that we do up in the legislature, there's a lot to do up there. There's a lot of issues to deal with. But we got to be pushing. We are the party of work. We are the party of jobs. We're the party of prosperity. We're the party of the American dream. And we continue to push our message. And we get good candidates, and we get good people who can run those campaigns, and we can do just fine. I'm absolutely confident if we have that kind of a combination, we stay on message with what the voters care about, we have good candidates and good campaigns, we can turn Nevada red again.
In our final minute, any interest in revving up your campaign machine, getting back onto the playing field? I always try and ask that a different way, hoping I'll get a different answer.
I will say, Kevin, I'll just say this. I'm taking a hard look at whether we do that in 2022, and stay tuned, okay?
I will do that for sure. We'll be checking back with you. Have a great weekend, my friend. It is good to talk to you, and we'll do it again soon.
Kevin, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Mark Hutchison, great guy, founding partner at Hutchison Stefan and the former Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I can't even beat it out of him. I mean, I've asked him that same question about seven different ways, and he always gives me the same answer. Well, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at that. I just love that. I'm gonna pin him down. One of these days, I'm gonna ask him, and he's gonna say, yeah, you know, I am looking at this, and I'm looking at this race, and I'm gonna run. That'd be great. Stick around, more to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a great part of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy. Record low unemployment, record high employment and economic growth. The Democrats have always claimed to be for the little guy, the working man, the middle class. But among the first things Joe Biden did was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, killing 11,000 jobs, and take other steps, all of which will cause the supply of energy to decrease, prices on gasoline and many other things will go up, and the economy will slow down, all at the expense of the working man and the middle class. Can you spell hypocrisy? Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love